Hello, this is DJ C at acbradio.org with news and views I hope you can use. Hello once again and welcome. This is Don Coco and I'm reporting from Main Menu from Sacramento, California. This is part one of a multi-part series entitled Norton System Works. I'll be demoing some of the features of Norton System Works Pro 2003. You can find this value on the internet at pricewatch.com for $17 including shipping, or you can buy it through Semantic's website for $99 if you would like the printed book. Apparently the print book cost a lot of money to produce those with all the pictures, but you can get a deal on it. The version I have is the regular standard OEM version. Now when you go to install Norton System Works, you'll put the CD into the drive and up will pop a dialog box with a number of buttons, and you may need to use your mouse pointer to work with those. The top button would say install, and down below you'll have things like browse this CD, read the manual, exit, and I believe they have virus checker there as well, so you can actually check a virus if you're, you know, if your machine won't boot any other way. You could use it from the CD. So we're going to explore Norton System Works today, and the first thing to tell you is when you do the install, there's a couple of ways you can go with the install. Norton is really good about allowing you to install whatever you want. You don't need to install the whole suite of utilities unless you'd like to have them. Now, I did install the complete suite of utilities here on my machine, and I must tell you that it does take quite a while to do this install, so be very patient when you go to do the install. You can install separate components if you want to do that. So basically they'll ask you, do you want to do a typical install, which will be the most common components, WinDoctor and DiskDoctor and the virus scanner would be installed, and some of the other most common components. Or you can do a complete install, and that will give you the extra programs such as Ghost and Image and some of the other key programs that they have. And also you could, of course, do a custom install, and there you could just install the Norton antivirus if you wanted to do that. And if you don't install anything else from the Norton System Works suite, I, of course, recommend that you do install the Norton antivirus because it has a great email scanning option. It lets you scan for email. Also you can scan for MSN Messenger. If you have the older MSN Messenger, it does not work with MSN Messenger 5, but it will apparently scan for attachments with MSN Messenger 4. Many of us are now using MSN 5, and unfortunately I guess MSN 5 came out after they designed the 23 edition of Norton, and it does not work with MSN5, unfortunately. Once you get this all installed and you reboot your machine, you're going to come up with a number of settings that you're going to have to adjust. It'll pop up like a web page type of view, and it will allow you to adjust settings. Now, for example, there you can turn off the MSN Messenger service so that you won't be bugged with that. And you may want to do that if you're running MSN 5. You may want to make sure you turn that off. Otherwise, that will pop up every couple of minutes and it will tell you that it cannot work with MSN Messenger 5. So you probably will want to actually turn that off. But you will want to also, of course, have the email scanning turned on and some of the other features. Now, the Norton antivirus part of the software is designed to live in your system tray, and it is designed to not only scan your computer once a week for viruses. It will do that automatically for you each Friday evening at 8 p.m. is when they've scheduled it to be done. You, of course, can change that schedule if you don't want it done at 8 p.m., or, of course, you could turn that off as well and do it manually, but I don't recommend that, and I would, again, I want to say that I think that it's important that you allow the Norton to do its thing as far as the virus stuff is concerned. Anything else is optional, but the virus stuff, I do recommend that you let it scan once a week for viruses, and it'll happily do that for you. Now, it's a great suite of utilities here, and we're going to kind of look at some of the different utilities. And I've got Norton installed, and all I would like to say about these settings is you'll be able to type Alt-O under the Norton System Works icon, and you'll be able to make adjustments. You'll be able to arrow up and down, and you'll be able to make adjustments to the different settings, preferences that you may want. And you may want to do that. For example, I turned off one-button checkup. I don't want one-button checkup. There are lots and lots and lots and lots of options here, and we could spend, you know, this whole first section talking about the options, but since I'm already set up, I think I'll let you explore the options on your own, because everybody's preference is different. I'd also like to say that I'm using Window Eyes here, and I can't speak for JFW how well things will or won't work. Some things may work better with Window Eyes, and some things may work better with JFW. I'm unable to actually make a comparison, so my best advice is just try the product and see what you think. That would be my recommendation. So with that all said, I have found that there is a Norton System Works icon, a Norton System Works icon on the desktop, and I find when I open that, it's basically a custom control group of boxes. It says custom control and all that. I don't find it too terribly useful. But what we have is we can go to the system tray. Let's do that right now.
Over 2 hours. Over two. Menu closed. Taskbar. Sys tray. Button.
Now let's go to the Norton system tray icon, and I'm going to press N until I find it here.
Button. No ads. Button. Norton Antivirus Auto Protect Enabled.
There it is right there. And it's Auto Protect Enabled, which means it's running whenever I get email or anything. It's going to check the email. And that's what you want. You want it to be Auto Protect. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to press the context menu key.
Graphic. Norton Antivirus Auto Protect Enabled. Norton Antivirus. Context menu.
And let's up arrow and see what we have. Or we can down arrow, too. We can go either way.
O equals open Norton Antivirus.
We can open the antivirus part of the program.
D equals disable auto protect.
We could disable the auto protect. We don't want to do that, but you could.
C equals configure Norton antivirus.
Configure Norton antivirus.
Hourglass.
This is what I'm going to look at for you is the configuration. So let's start it up.
Menu closed. Arrow.
And what it's going to do, it's going to come up on the screen, and it's going to bring up a web page design. That's basically what it does. It brings up it's like a web page type of design is what they basically use here. Is a web page, and they've done that. That's pretty good, actually. I kind of like that because it makes it fairly easy to work with here.
Previous position found.
So we're there, and we have it's a web page, so we can.
Loading page.
I'm waiting for the page to come up. Here it is, and it's now on the screen. So we go to the
top.
Of the web page. I've gone to the top of the web page, and I'm now going to down arrow.
Frame Norton Antivirus options menu.
This is an options menu, and you can actually press the tab key as well. But I'm not going to do it that way. I'm just going to read down the page here.
Frame untitled. Frame Norton Antivirus options menu.
Okay.
System. Auto protect. Script blocking. Manual scan. Internet. Email. Instant messenger.
See, they have all the options here.
Live update.
Live update. All the different options are here.
Other. Inoculation. Miscellaneous. Button default all. Frame Norton Antivirus System Auto Protect Options. Frame Untitled. Frame Norton Antivirus System Auto Protect Options. Auto Protect. Link Help. How to Stay Protected. Table 1 starts 3 rows 2 columns. Checkbox checked. Enable Auto Protect Recommended.
See, okay, now these are checkboxes, and you'll be able to actually check these.
Enable Auto Protect Recommended.
Okay, so that's checked, of course.
Checkbox check start auto protect when Windows starts up recommended.
Yes, I would want it to start the antivirus when Windows starts, and that's checked.
Start auto protect when Windows starts up recommended. Checkbox check show the auto protect icon in the tray.
Show the auto protect icon on the tray, and that's fine with me. That's how I actually got here for you.
Show the auto table when end. How to respond when a virus is found.
Now, they have how to respond when a virus is found, so...
Radio button checked automatically repair the infected file recommended.
Now, this is going to be an optional preference for you. I've told it to repair the virus when it's actually found. I think this is what they give you by default, if I remember, so... But you may want to go to one of these other options.
Automatically repair the infected file recommended. Radio button unchecked. Try to repair then quarantine if unsuccessful.
Okay, so you have, that's unchecked, but you certainly could do that.
Radio button unchecked, deny access to the infected file.
You can deny the access to the infected file.
Radio button unchecked, ask me what to do.
Or ask you what to do, and you could do that too. So, I don't really get too many viruses. Of course, they do come in via email, and we all get our share of them. But I don't get too terribly many, so...
Ask which file types to scan for viruses.
Then we have, let's see, which file types to scan. And they have, like, a list
radio
in here.
Radio button check comprehensive file scanning recommended.
Comprehensive file scanning, that's what I have.
Comprehensive file scanning recommended. Radio button uncheck scan files using SmartScan.
Use a program called SmartScan. I don't know what that is. I'm not sure, so I don't do that one.
Scan button customize.
And then customize they have.
Frame learning interrupt frame untitled. Button OK.
Then they just have OK.
Button cancel. Button page defaults.
And cancel and
bottom.
Page defaults.
Button,
and there we go.
Cancel.
And there you go. That's basically how it works.
Dialogue. Start menu.
It's pretty good. Now we can go under the program group to look at the different programs that they have. And we're going to do that. The system Norton System Works icon on the desktop is not very speech friendly. I didn't find it speech friendly. I don't find it speech friendly. The best way to approach the Norton programs is probably to go under the program group itself. So let's do that.
P equals programs pull down. 1 equals.
And let's go to Norton. Let me count down with my. I'm going to press N a number of times here to find what I need here.
No, N equals. Norton System Works.
There it is. And I'm going to hit return on it.
N equals. Norton Antivirus Quill Down.
And the first one I have is Norton Antivirus. And we'll just down arrow.
N equals Norton Clean Sweep Quill Down.
Norton Clean Sweep. Clean Sweep is a utility that actually is a real good one. It'll actually empty your cache and your cookies and your temporary internet folder. It will do all kinds of work like that for you. Clean Sweep's a real good utility. The other day, I cleaned up 23 megs of junk using Clean Sweep. So it's a good utility. It works very well.
N equals Norton Ghost Quill Down.
Norton Ghost. We'll be talking about Ghost in a later section, but let me just say what Ghost does is it allows you basically to clone your hard drive. So you can make a copy of it, and you can store it on either CD-ROMs. Now, again, this would depend on the size of your hard drive, of course, or a... second hard drive, which I do here. I actually store it on a second hard drive, and that's what I do. I make an image of my first hard drive, my C drive. I have real big hard drives here, but my C drive, I've got it partitioned off, and I've got an 8 gig partition for my C drive. That just holds my programs and Windows, is basically what that has. And then I have an E partition, which is basically just all temp storage for me or free space. And then, of course, I have another huge drive, my D drive. I have 200 gigs of storage on this machine here that we're working with today. So what we have is Ghost will actually take that C partition, and it will create what's called an image. It will make it bit by bit is what it does. It takes the exact drive, and it compresses it. So, for example, it doesn't do the blank space. So if you're only using 4 gigs on the drive, it'll just do that. It won't do, if it's a 10 gig partition, but all it sees is 4 gigs worth of data. That's all it will do for you. And it does compress it. I think my image is probably 3 gigs or in that area when it was done. And the only time I have to re-image it is like when I update it. And that's pretty good. Anyway, that's what Ghost does, and perhaps later on we'll talk more about Ghost, because I've had a number of inquiries about how you actually work it, and later on we'll be demoing that for you.
N equals Norton Utilities Quill Down.
Now we have Norton Utilities, and under Norton Utilities we have a whole long list of utilities that they have available. So let's hit return here.
I equals Image. Location
now,
C
image,
program files Norton System Works Norton Utilities.
Image is a program that allows you to image the system part of Windows, actually. And I think what you would have to do is you'd have to recover images, probably using floppies. And I'm not sure that would be able to be done by a blind person, to be honest with you, because you don't have any speech. But that's what image does. You certainly can take the image, and all it does, it takes a little snapshot and it stores it on your drives. I guess it takes a little snapshot of the partitions or something. So you probably can recover a damaged partition using image. Anyway, that's what image does.
L equals live update. Location C program file semantic live update.
Live update is Norton's antivirus live update. And that will actually go out multiple times every day and check for live updates. As soon as they release one, you'll go out and grab it. So you want that always turned on, and it just lives happily in the background, and it goes out. I know that they go out multiple times every day, and they check for new patches, and if there's anything, they just download and install them automatically for you. No intervention is required. It's very nice because it actually works really well.
N equals Norton Disk Doctor. Location C program files Norton System Works Norton Utilities.
Now, Disk Doctor is basically their version of ScanDisk. So if you're familiar with Windows ScanDisk, that's what Disk Doctor does. It goes out and it checks for errors. And if there are any errors, it will notify you. And, of course, it will give you the options of all repairing the bad sectors or clusters or whatever the problem might be. That's what Disk Doctor does.
N equals Norton File Compare. Location C program files Norton System Works Norton Utilities.
I've never played with File Compare, so I cannot tell you if it's speech friendly, but I guess the idea is it would check file sizes for you, and if there's a problem that way, it would alert you and perhaps make corrections, or perhaps it would check file dates, that sort of thing.
N equals Norton Optimization Wizard. Location C program files Norton System Works Norton Utilities.
Optimization Wizard, basically what that will do is that'll run speed disk, and I think it runs scan disk first, disk doctor. And it will actually, basically what it will do is it'll move all the programs to the front of your drive so that your drive will essentially start up faster. It's a good utility. I have run that, and it works rather well.
N equals Norton Registry Editor. Location C program files Norton System Works Norton Utilities.
I've never run their registry editor, but I guess you could go in. Obviously, you want to make sure you know what you're doing, but you can go in and you can do all kinds of work with the editor in the registry. Again, I caution you not to fool with the registry unless you have some idea what you're doing.
N equals Norton Registry Tracker. Location C program files Norton System Works Norton Utilities.
Registry Tracker is a program for tracking changes to the registry, so you're going to install something. You can either use Clean Sweep, which will basically allow you to do the same sort of the same thing, or you can use this registry tracker, and perhaps Clean Sweep calls this registry tracker, but it monitors changes to the registry. That way, if something goes wrong, you install a program and the program doesn't work right, you'll be able to uninstall it and get your registry back to where it was. And that's basically what Registry Tracker will do for you.
N equals Norton System Doctor. Location C program files Norton System Works Norton Utilities.
Now, System Doctor is basically their version, I guess, of all the utilities, probably. And I did run that, and I found it was not speech-friendly. So I'm not sure that particular tool can be used by a blind person. You may want to run the other tools separate, probably, is probably the best way to approach these things.
N equals Norton Utilities Help. Location C
Windows.
Then,
of course, we have the Help, which will explain all about their tools.
N equals Norton Utilities Integrator. Location C program files Norton System Works Norton
then
Utilities.
Then we have a program called Integrator, and I don't know what Integrator does. I'm not sure.
N equals Norton Wind Doctor. Location C program files Norton System Works Norton Utilities.
Now, Wind Doctor is a real good utility, and I've run that. And basically what Wind Doctor does is it goes in, and it actually will allow you to clean up your registry. It deletes. It goes in, and it checks for invalid keys and problems in the registry. And that's what Wind Doctor does. And if it finds any problems in the registry, it will go in there and it will show you what the problems are. And you can tell it repair all or repair the problem and that sort of thing. It's a good utility. I like it a lot. It works really well.
P equals product service and support. Location C Windows.
Then, of course, they have their product service and support area.
R equals rescue disk. Location C program files Norton System Works Rescue Disk.
Now, Rescue Disk is basically that's their version of being able to create floppies. And if you want to create a set of floppies, as I say, this won't be very speech-friendly for blind people because basically what you're going to do is you're going to put the floppy in, it's going to start up and come up on the screen with instructions. If you have enough sight, this will work well for you, though. And if you want to create the entire set of floppies, it takes 10 of them, so be aware of that. But Norton does have a rescue disk here.
S equals Speed disk. Location C, program files, Norton system works.
Then you have speed disk, and we talked about speed disk before. As I explained to you before, that's sort of their version of disk defragmenter, actually, is what speed disk does. In other words, it goes in, it takes all the programs, it moves them to the front for you, and what it will do is it may help your machine start faster. That will vary from machine to machine. But it certainly wouldn't hurt to run speed disk, and I would say that it would also take some time. When you run these different utilities, be prepared to be patient as they work, because they're very thorough and they do take time to do their thing. But they run, most of them run great, and as I say, most of them are speech friendly. That's been my experience.
S equals system information. Location C, program files, Norton system works, Norton utilities.
Then we have system information. I guess I can find out all about my CPU or my, you know, I'm running a 1 gig Celeron here, and I can find out all about that, and of course my drive and how much space I have on them and so forth and so on.
U equals Unerase Wizard. Location C, program files, Norton system works, Norton utilities.
Now, I've never run Unerase Wizard. I can't comment on actually what that particular utility does, but it's available. Perhaps if you delete something from the recycle bin accidentally, you might be able to recover it using Unerase Wizard.
W equals WIPINFO. Location C, program files, Norton system works, Norton utilities.
And then we have another utility called WIPINFO. And again, I've never played with that. I'm not really sure what that utility will do either.
I equals
and
image.
Then we're back to image. So we get out of this folder here.
Menu closed.
And we can,
utilities
we're still at the Norton utilities area. We can still down arrow. Let's see what if we have any other programs left here.
M equals more semantic solutions.
They
more
have
semantic
more
solutions.
Semantic solutions.
M equals Norton System Works. Launch Norton System Works.
Then they have Norton System Works itself. And as I explained, you can launch Norton System Works and you can see all these utilities there, but they're all in a sort of graphical format. I'm not sure that'll work for a blind person.
P equals process viewer. Launch process viewer.
We have a process viewer, and I have actually launched this, and what this does is it'll show you all the running processes that you have running, all the different programs that are currently running on your computer, and I believe it will give you the option to shut them down. So if you're having a problem or something won't shut down, you perhaps could launch this process viewer, and you might have to actually right-click or something on the program, and you certainly could shut it down.
N equals Norton Antivirus Quilter.
And we're back to Norton Antivirus. So some good solutions here, as you can see. And next time we get together, we're going to be taking a look at some of the other programs that are available in the Norton suite of utilities. Feel free to email djc@acbradio.org with your thoughts and comments. Until next time, Don Coco thanking you for listening.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
It's time for us to log off for another week. On behalf of all of the Main Menu team, I'm Jonathan Mosen, inviting you to join us again for another Main Menu.